Praise the Lord. For those of you that are listening on the internet, we apologize for the internet dropping out on us every now and then. Fortunately, we have double backups on recording. All right, I had a scripture set up, and I am going to hit on it. I don't plan on being long today. But I want to hit something in Mark 16 because we know that Melanie started on 17. Scott went back to 16. I want to go to 15. Because it's kind of the meat of the nut, if you will. Jesus had appeared to the disciples. And he said to them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Now, when I was young in the Lord, I was a little weird. Now, some people think I'm weird now, but you should have seen me back then. Even by the time Ann met me, I was still weird. But when I read this, go out into all the world, preach the gospel to every creature, I took it literally, as I took the whole word of God, literally. If it said the way of salvation is to jump up and down, crow like a rooster, twirl around like a ballerina, and spit in a cup, you'd have seen me doing that. Because I would have taken it literally. I would rather take the word of God literally and be wrong than not take it literally and be wrong. Because when I stand before the Lord, I can always say, Lord, you said. But if I stay and say, well, I didn't think you meant that, which one's going to fly? So when it says, go ye in all the world and preach the gospel to every creature, I did that. I would go stand out beside the fence and preach to cows. I preached to dogs, birds, ducks, anything I could grab hold of. Sometimes I didn't preach to people. But I always preach the gospel. Because it is the gospel that saves. Jesus Christ died on a cross for me. For you. Because I couldn't do it myself. Or better yet, I wouldn't do it myself. It's one thing to say, I can't do it. The other is, I won't do it. How many would willingly in this room or listening on the internet willingly go on a cross and die for salvation? Man, that's a hard one. Now somebody had said one time, if you take that and use it as you go into the world. See, you don't have to go to Afghanistan to preach the gospel. You don't have to become a missionary in the Congo or down in South America. You can be one right here where you are. As you go out into this world, preach the gospel to every creature. Who knows, one of those pigs might be a person. I've met a lot of people that are like pigs. So you get to practice on a pig, you get to practice on people. But you preach that gospel. Jesus Christ died on the cross for you and for me. And verse 16, he that believeth what? The gospel. He that believes that Jesus Christ died on the cross for him or her. See, it's got to be personal. It can't be abstract. It can't be God died for the world. No, did he die for you? Do you believe that? And if you believe that he died, Jesus died for you, you will then go forth and obey him in being baptized. Baptized by the blood of Jesus, baptized in the water, and baptized by the Holy Ghost. These three baptisms. In 1 John chapter 5, verse 7, it says, there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. These three are one. There are three that bear witness in the earth, the water, the blood, and the Spirit. These three agree as one. So you have the Trinity, God, Jesus, Father, Son, Holy Ghost in heaven. And you have a Trinity of baptism on earth that is witness to the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. In Matthew, where Jesus said, go out, teaching all nations but whatsoever things I've commanded you, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost. He wasn't saying dunk them three times and say those three names. That's not what he was saying. It is the Father that baptizes you in the blood. It is Jesus that baptizes you in the Holy Ghost. And it is the Holy Ghost that baptizes you in the water into the body of Christ. Those three baptisms are one baptism. And if you believe that Jesus Christ died for you, and you go forth and submit yourself to those three baptisms, then you shall be saved. And because of that, these signs shall follow. Because you believe the gospel and you obey the gospel. I've had people come up to me and say, why hasn't Jesus ever appeared to me? One, my answer is, why should he? Why should he? Who are you that he would appear to you? Are you willing to die for him? Are you willing to lay down your life? Can you honestly, with a sincere heart, say, God, if it takes it, kill me right now. I was, and I did, and I meant it. And I still stand here and I say, Lord, you're the only thing that matters. And even then, I'm still an insignificant piece of insanity. But through Jesus Christ, I can do all things. And you can too. If you will believe. Now, just a little short thing. Over in 1 Corinthians, chapter 12. Now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I would not have you ignorant. Paul started off chapter 12 with this statement. And I would suspect and hope you all will read the verses following. Because the verses following speak of the condition that the Corinthians were in before Jesus. But I want to go down to verse 4. Now there are diversities of gifts, but it's the same Spirit. If you pray in tongues, it's by the Holy Ghost. If you heal the sick, it's by the Holy Ghost. If you prophesy, it's by the Holy Ghost. If you have a word of interpretation, or word of knowledge, or wisdom, it's by the Holy Ghost. You can take credit for none of it. All the gifts are performed by the Holy Spirit. All right. There are differences of administrations, but the same Lord. Jesus is the commander in chief of his army. He is the head of his body, and he administrates his works and his will through his people. If you're sitting there and your bladder communicates to your head, dear head, hear my words. Verily I must go and be relieved. Wilt thou not tell my feet or your feet to transport me to a private place in where I can be relieved? And the head says, oh bladder, I love you. Surely I will do this. Feet, hear my word. Take the bladder to the privy. And the feet says, nah, don't feel like it. Oh, that's too much work. Maybe tomorrow. It ain't going to be long before the legs and the butt are telling the head, we got a problem here. There's a flood. Amen. I know that's silly. But Jesus is the head of the body, and he commands the body to do certain things. And you know what? You may not know why he commands you to do it. And it may be inconvenient at the time for you to do it. But if you don't do it, the body suffers. Amen? Now I'm going to show you something. I'm going to show you something you might not have seen before. The Bible talks about the body being fitted together, the joints and the marrow. What about the nerves? You see, the brain communicates with the body through the nervous system. And there's a hierarchy in the nervous system. It starts with the brainstem, down through the spinal column. Then it splits out into others. And you can see by looking at how the nerves connect with the brain and how it all fits together, how God has set up his line of authority. He's got his apostles, his prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. So you see, you may say, oh, I'm willing to listen to God and do what he wants. Oh, Lord, you just tell me to do it, and I'll do it. Lord, whatever you want me to do, I'll do it, Lord. Oh, give me the word. Please, Lord, give me the word. Amen. I'll do it. Tristan, go clean the bathroom. Oh, I don't want to do that. You see, when the authority in the Lord gives you something to do, and you don't do it, it's like having your spinal cord severed. When you don't obey those that are in authority, because you don't perceive and understand that it's coming from the administrator, then the body becomes as a paraplegic and can do nothing. Amen, Brother David. It's the truth. And there are diversities of operations, but it is the same God which worketh all in all. Now Jesus is the administrator of one operation. The operation that the Father gave him to do. But God, the Father, can command and do anything that is his will. Because maybe there's not an apostle in the neighborhood. Somebody needs healing, or maybe somebody needs, has been praying to receive the Holy Spirit, and there's no apostle around. Did we not read that if they're baptized with those three baptisms and they believe, they're saved? But if they not, they disbelieve and are not, they're damned. Do you think God is going to let that person sit out there by themselves and not receive without the Holy Spirit because there's no apostle? He's going to bring the Holy Spirit down of his own will, just like he did with Cornelius and his household. Or maybe there's no apostle available, so he'll pick some little person and send them. God can do through his operations all of his will. One other thing. The manifestation of the Spirit, whether it be tongues, prophecy, word of wisdom, word of knowledge, healing, or deliverance, is given to every man to profit withal. That means to profit others. If I have a word of prophecy, it's not for me. It's for you. I've actually heard people stand up and say, "Thus saith the Lord, thou shalt hear thy prophet, for he speaketh my words." That one there, that guy right there, you just turn him off. That ain't going to work that way. The prophet doesn't magnify himself. The prophet magnifies God. Amen? The word of knowledge and the word of wisdom isn't for the one giving it. It's for the one receiving it. And the same for healing. I, in my ministry, have seen many people healed. But I can't heal myself. Only God can. And sometimes through one of you. If you're listening. If you hear the Word of God, whether it come directly through the Spirit or through one of his ministers. Amen? So believing the gospel and all that it is, that's what we need to work at. I'm done. Thanks for joining us.